SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Joining us today on SBS Radio is Christy Kappa of Flinders University Theology Department. Good day and Merry Christmas to you, Christy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How's the Christmas season so far for you?
You know, it's been busy, but it's been good.
That's great. The latest figure from the Australian Bureau of Statistics indicate that the number of Australians identifying as Christian is dropping from 88%. The current figure from the 2016 census is now at 52%. However, during Christmas period, everything dramatically changes. There is a sudden increase in the number of people attending religious services. What do you think are the reasons why some Christians only attend church services on Christmas?
I think there's a number of reasons. I think that one of the reasons certainly is that people still see Christmas as a really important time, and church can be something that can be attended as a family. So it's part of that family commitment to one another. I think it's also, as a religious festival, it's a time when people go, you know what, we're going to stop for a minute, and it's a bit different from day-to-day life. So it's a time when things are not quite so normal. And so some of those religious beliefs that we have can come to the surface a little bit.
And do you think nowadays people care more about shopping, parties, in work, rather than celebrating the true reason for the season?
That's a great question. I think it's not necessarily that people perhaps care more, but there's so much pressure on us as a society to make sure that we have presents for the right people, to make sure that we've collected everything, to make sure that everything at Christmas looks shiny and perfect. And so I think that that's one of the pressures that we often have to make things look like they're perfect on the outside. And so things like church can sort of take a back seat to that sometimes. Because certainly the Christmas story from a Christian point of view is not something that was necessarily perfect or looked perfect at the time.
Some people opt to not go to church, or some may go to church only on Christmas, while others have a hard time finding one or a church they feel, because sometimes they feel like they don't fit in.
And
how can we make them feel that they are accepted and that they belong to, you know, a family?
I think that actually just being real with people is very important, being authentic in who we are. Sometimes in church we feel that pressure as well to make everything look perfect and everything look good. And the fact is, as humans, none of our lives are perfect. We all have things in our lives that are difficult and that are hard. And so being able to come to church and to religious services as you are, rather than as you feel like you should be, I think is a way of making people feel accepted.
Some Christians as well denounce the celebration of Christmas because they believe, you know, it's a pagan practice to be celebrating Christmas. What is your take on this one?
Yeah, look, a lot of the Christmas dates and, you know, the times of year that we celebrate things have come from the contextualization of local ceremonies. I don't think that's a problem. I think that, you know, it's an important time that we spend with our families. Maybe it would be ideal if we, you know, were all able to get to church and we were all able to worship and remember that. But you know what, part of Christmas as it is now is that we spend that time with family and we spend our time loving and caring for them. And surely loving and caring for others is a central part of the Christian message.
And it is important as well that parents show love to their children in a way that they're the ones taking the lead to bring the children or their children to church.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be ideal. That would be perfect.
Thanks, Christy. And would you like to leave a Christmas message to our listeners?
Merry Christmas to all of you. I hope that you have a wonderful time with family and friends, remembering the love of God and the love that we have for one another.
Christy Kappa of Flinders University.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.